Hello, thank you so much for listening to our show. Before we get started, I want to let you know that we're sponsored by Tapeable, an entertainment app that brings together the magic of narrative podcasts and short films into one coherent and really amazing experience. You can download it on the App Store for free right now, and if you listen to our show on Tapeable, every episode comes out one day early. That's T-A-P-E-A-B-L-E. Tapeable. Check it out.
You hear that? Nothing. Birds are gone, river's quiet. I think it's gonna snow tonight. I can't wait. You know how the first snow feels every year? You wake up a little too early and it's quiet in that particular way. And you just know. And then you walk out and the edge of the forest is sparkling and it's... I mean, there's icicles as thick as my fist holding on above the porch, and I'm just... Every time, it's like it was just spring. Just now. I don't know how time passes so fast, right? Anyway, the soldier has been saying this is going to be the longest, coldest winter in years. That's what his joints say, and his joints are... surprisingly accurate a lot of the time, so I suppose I should enjoy the kind of, the early glow as long as I can. What else happened this week? Oh! The hens are better. The scientist worked her magic, and one of the sick ones is back to giving eggs again, so the kid's obviously ecstatic about that. It's lucky. Actually, because the scientist is also starting the kid on trigonometry, and she hates it. Really hates it. So she needed a win this week to, to counterbalance all the theorems. As for the cook, she always seems a little down and out at the start of winter, but of course it's tough to tell with her, so that's where everybody is right now. And that'll be the soldier fixing the hen house, which he's been working on for 2 weeks now, I guess. Three. Hold on, let me check.
And the rain is finally over, thank God. The goat's milk is pretty thin, which we're trying not to worry about. So sunburned, I look like I'm covered in cornflakes or something. It is not cute. 397, where we are eating potatoes for the fourth straight day. And the soldier appears to be completely disassembling the hen house. Not sure why. He says it's wobbly, and I say he's neurotic.
Yeah, 2 weeks. Two straight weeks of hammering. This actually reminds me, though, next week marks the 400th week since I started doing these check-ins. Hooray! And I'm trying to figure out something special to do. Not often you get to do a quadricentennial. I don't know. Anyway, that doesn't happen every day. Maybe I'll do interviews with the
fence is loose up by the peas!
What? Give me a second. That's it for the day. Signing off. Okay, start again? What's happening?
I said, the fence is loose out by the peas. And between that and the messed up mud by the river and the goat's been weird too. Okay, like, jumpy? So, I'm pretty sure there's a coyote coming out of the woods at night, or a wolf, or something. And I know nobody else is taking this seriously, but I really think...
I'm taking you seriously.
Really?
Yeah, let's go take a look. I'll get my boots on. One moment.
Oh, okay. Thanks. What were you working on?
Just my weekly update.
A compilation of photographic book jackets, published 2035.
Hey! Put that back. Here. If the scientist sees you reading any of this, she'll be on my case.
Fine. What's the archive even here for if I can't look at anything?
Believe me, I've asked her that a million times. Maybe if you take it up with her, she'd listen. Oh, but don't actually do that, though she'll think I put you up to it. All right, you gonna show me that fence or what? Are you sure the goat didn't do this herself?
Yeah, why would the goat mess up a fence post?
I mean, I'm not suggesting there's some secret goat motive, just that maybe she could have bumped it free by accident. It doesn't look like we hammered it in right.
So, I'm just making things up?
Hey, I didn't say that. It could be any number of things, I just don't know that it's a threat, huh? We don't want to get all worked up over nothing. You know how the soldier gets.
Yeah, I know. So, what else could it be?
I don't know. A strong wind? A weak bear? Ghosts, maybe? Really bored ghosts?
Or aliens.
You know what? Yes, it's probably aliens. The fence aliens.
We are the fence aliens from Jupiter. We come to steal your fences.
Oh no, too bad I've contacted the wire aliens from Mercury to foil your plot.
Or it could be... What if it's a person?
Listen, point is, it's nothing to worry about, okay? But it's getting dark, and I think the cook's already making dinner, so I'm gonna go. Yeah, help her with that. Would you mind hunting the patch and making sure we didn't miss any peapods? I think it's going to snow tonight, so last chance.
Okay. I didn't mean-
I'll see you in there. Knock, knock.
Cook, culinary goddess, how's it going?
Oh, come on, I'm sure it's great. Definitely. Did you put mushrooms in, though? I don't tell you often enough that you are the best. Hey, listen, I have a question. It's about the kid. No, nothing like that. It's just... You know how she's been talking about thinking there's something in the woods? Yeah, well, we were just out near the peas and she asked if it could be another person. I mean, what do you think I said? I stammered like an idiot and made up an excuse to leave. I don't know. I feel weird, guilty maybe, that we haven't told her more. She's 13. I think she's old enough. I mean, I was only 16 when it happened. I think it's questionable that we treat her like an adult in basically every single way around the farm except this. We're as good as her parents, you know? Isn't that part of a parent's job, telling your kid about the world? I know. I should, but there'll be a nightmare about it. Sorry, but... You know it's true. They're both gonna fight me on this. I can't even get the scientist to tell me about what she did before. You're right. Okay. When they come in, then, but I'm not looking forward to it. Will you back me up? Someday you'll get tired of being Switzerland. Also, can I try some of that? I'm starving.
Careful you don't break any eggs.
Jesus Christ, Doc. What have I told you about sneaking up on me?
Sorry, I'm just looking out for the safety of the eggs among us.
Well, we're going to steal them no matter what, so looks like you need to do a better job of that. God, my thumb. I swear I think you do this on purpose.
Me? Scare you on purpose? Would I ever?
Yeah, you and the kid both. Have you seen her, by the way? I think she's been fooling around in the woods all day. I told her to coil up the fence wire for the season. Once it snows, we're going to have a real time of digging it out. I told the archivist, you know, I can feel it, you know. Snow's coming. Feel it in my hands. Probably 5 inches, maybe more.
Your hands must be freezing. Don't you have gloves?
I wore them through last winter. Remember? It's fine. I'll make do.
Or you could wear these.
Hey, Doc, where did you get... Did you make these?
You know that coat kid grew out of? Voila. They have a layer of foil for insulation, too. Try them on.
And they're warm. Now, this isn't some sort of passive-aggressive hint, is it?
What hint?
That I should have made a scavenger trip to the city before it got properly cold?
Sarge, I'm not that cryptic.
Mm-hmm. Sure you're not. Well, look, thanks for these. I owe you one.
You done for the day? Let's get inside.
Well, I guess I am now. Here, help me up.
So, I used the edge of... get this... the edge of an old penny to get it started. And... recording anywhere! The great thing is...
Evening to you two. Everything good?
Good. Yeah. Definitely.
What are you holding?
Oh, this... nothing. I was just showing the cook. I got a tape recorder to work.
Cook, she's not trying to drag you into her time wasting, is she?
It's not a waste of time.
Oh, really? Can we eat your recordings? Do they keep us warm at night?
Why do you always say stuff like that? Just because you can't eat something doesn't mean it's... These are going to be a part of history. Okay, everything I'm scrapbooking and putting together is invaluable.
To whom, exactly?
To anyone, okay? Anyone who might find it.
Find it? Hang on. You're doing all this to benefit hypothetical people 50, 70, 100 years from now? We've got a winter coming up right now. Could be nobody ever winds up listening to what you're doing.
Oh, great. More of this depressing nihilist.
I'm not depressing. I'm being realistic. This takes up too much time being what it is, a vanity project.
Come on now, Doc. That's...
Sorry, I didn't mean that. I just meant, I thought we had an agreement, right? When we talked before, we agreed you could do all this if you kept it in the shed away from where it'll distract everybody else.
Well, that's already unfair because, you know, the weatherproofing isn't great out there and some of those pages are delicate.
And now she's sulking, okay.
Well, you don't have to be so hard on her. Listen, just keep that recorder with the rest of your things, okay?
Why?
Well, the scientist is right. We gotta set an example for the kid. Personal projects should come second. That goes for all of us. And yours keep coming first.
I wanted to talk to you two about the kid. Actually.
What about her?
Is she all right?
Yeah, she's okay. I've been thinking, isn't it time we let her sit down with us and ask us some questions about, you know, everything?
What?
Where's this coming from?
She brought up other people again today, and
I bet you didn't discourage her at all.
This isn't about me. This is about her.
I don't see why we need to have some sort of big talk. She's smart. She's probably figured out more than we give her credit for.
Maybe. But are you willing to test that by giving her the chance to ask anything?
I just don't think there's a reason to break open the subject. What good does it do a kid, knowing things like that?
Knowing who she is, for a start. Where she came from, what she's growing up in, what she's missing.
But that's what I'm saying. You want to tell her what she's missing? Risk having her pining after something she'll never have?
I don't know. I just think she deserves the chance to pick for herself. She's not that much of a kid anymore, and I... honestly, I'm tired of stepping so carefully around it and snatching my logbooks and records out of her hands whenever she gets curious and talking in code all the time just because, just
so
in
case. So what you're saying is it all comes back to you again. Your comfort, your wants. Maybe if you focus on something more pragmatic than compiling these scraps of an irrelevant world, you wouldn't have to worry about hiding anything.
So I'm selfish. Are you kidding? Don't pretend you're thinking about the kid here and not your own issues. You're so hung up on what happened, you can't even look at it in the eye. And you're letting that shape her whole world.
I got like 6 pea pods.
Get in here. It's cold out there. I'll take those.
What were you yelling about?
Sit down, okay?
Am I in trouble?
No.
No. We were just talking about, well, your birthday is coming up, and you're going to be 14. That's big, huh? Look, what I'm saying is, when you were really young, we used to tell you there were some things we'd tell you when you're older, and...
I don't remember that.
See? She doesn't want to.
Would you just let her talk?
If you...
Sorry, Cook.
Sorry.
Is this something you want to know, kid?
Is this because I said it was a person in the woods earlier? Because if that's the reason, you should know I wasn't really being serious. You know there's nobody else out there. It was a joke. I mean, I also said it was aliens.
Right. Right, but,
Do you want to know how we found you?
Yeah. I mean, if you want to tell me.
Well, it's the Cook story. Cook, do you want to... Of course I can. Okay. Well, this was 13 years ago now. 12 and a half? Something like that. Not long after, but long enough so the cities were... Well, the illness spread fast. It's tough to describe how fast the scope of the thing was. But these cities used to have millions of people. And this was... How long, Cook? A few weeks? And most everybody was delirious. Or worse already. So the cook had quarantined herself those weeks. But now that things were settling, getting less violent, she decided to head out of the city. It was raining that day. Sorry, not raining. Overcast. So the cook was picking through the outskirts on her way out. Even there, it was dead silent. Not even rats left. Because there was a strain that hit them too by then. And in all that quiet, the cook heard a sound. She thought it was a dog at first, some stray. Then she came around the side of this house and saw you sitting in an open garage. And she just knew that after that moment, everything was going to be different. She couldn't leave you. The way she tells it, just as she saw you, the sun came through the clouds and lit you right up.
Sounds like artistic license to me.
I like it. Did you, Cook, you didn't see my parents, did you? Right. Yeah, of course they were. Sorry.
You okay, kiddo?
Fine. Let's eat. I'm starving.
Cook's right. We still gotta update that chore chart, kid. For now, can you set the table?
Got it. Where'd you get the gloves, Sarge?
Oh, Doc made them. There's foil in here.
They're nice.
Thanks.
I didn't know you could sew.
I'll show you sometime.
Sounds good. Yeah.
Do I get new gloves?
Yeah, they're upstairs.
Ah, nuts. Did I ruin a surprise?
You hate surprises.
Kid's got a point. This is delicious, by the way.
You outdid yourself again, Cook. What is this? Well, I hope we have plenty more.
Do you hear something?
Gotta be that branch again.
Yeah, the wind was getting pretty bad out there. I'll trim that tree tomorrow.
Right. It just sort of sounded like...
What is that?
Nobody move.
But...
I said stay here.
Sarge?
I'll get it.
Hello? I just saw the light on in and I just can't believe... Oh, sorry. Let me start over. Hello. It's snowing and this smells amazing. Do you think, is there any chance I could trouble you for a bite to eat?
Thank you so much for listening to the very first episode of our show. This episode was written by Rianoch Robinson, and it stars Devin T. Lever as the archivist, Arnold Coleman as the soldier, Allison McGrath as the scientist, Haley Bird as the kid, and Balian as the traveler. If you like our show and you'd like to support our work, first let me say thank you, and second, there are tons of ways to do that. For example, you could tell a friend about the show or leave a rating and review on your favorite podcast platform. If you'd like to support the show monetarily, first of all, let me say thank you again, and second, there are ways to do that, both on Patreon and Ko-fi, which might be pronounced Ko-fi, I'm not really sure. Either way, you can find all the links and details on our website, stilllivespodcast.com. Lastly, if you'd like to get in touch, you can follow us on Twitter at stilllivespod, email us at stilllivespodcast@gmail.com, or join our Discord server. There's a link to that on our website. One more time, thanks so much for listening.